With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Over 3,000 Christian broadcasters from 40 countries will gather today in Nashville for the kickoff of the 85th Annual Convention of the National Religious Broadcasters Association. NRB President Troy Miller says NRB 2026 has a jam-packed agenda of important topics.
This is the largest gathering of Christian communicators that will happen really here in North America and around the world. This conference is it's jam-packed, so we'll be doing a number of things. We have over 140 speakers that will be covering every topic that's near and dear to the heart of a Christian communicator, as well as all the things that are going on legislatively or in the regulatory environments, partnering in ministry. It's just a great time.
The National Religious Broadcasters 2026 conference opens today. It will continue all this week in Nashville, Tennessee. The Reverend Jesse Jackson is dead. His family says he died peacefully this morning. Jesse Jackson was 84. U.S. and Iranian negotiators holding another round of indirect talks over Iran's nuclear program. They are playing the blame game over a serious public health threat just outside the nation's capital.
The collapse of a major sewer pipe in the D.C. suburbs of Montgomery County, Maryland, has caused an overflow of more than 240 million gallons of wastewater into the Potomac River. On Monday, President Trump accused Maryland's Democratic governor of mismanagement and directed the federal government to step in. But the governor's office pushed back and said the leak is the federal government's responsibility. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Investigators say a shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink was a murder-suicide stemming from a family dispute involving gender identity. The gunman and two others are dead, three others in critical condition. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures down 77 points, NASDAQ futures off 194. This is SRN News. New snapshot of abortion in the U.S.
It's the annual report from National Right to Life, and it reveals that just about two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. The report also finds that half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law or their state constitutions. The other half place some kind of serious restrictions on the procedure, including some states where it is virtually banned altogether. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims around the world will soon be observing the month of Ramadan. It begins on Thursday or Friday, depending on when the crescent moon is sighted. For Muslims, it's time for increased worship, religious reflection, and charity. For Islamic terrorists, though, it's often a time for increased attacks on Jews and Christians, as well as their institutions. Security will be increased in Israel for the entire month of Ramadan, as well as around Jewish and Christian places of worship the world over. This is SRN News. From this morning's Lost and Found file.
Shipwreck hunters find a luxury steamer that sank in Lake Michigan in October of 1872. Paul Ehorn led the team.
You want to jump up and down. It's like solving a puzzle.
The discovery of the Loch LaBelle was made in Wisconsin waters in 2022, but not made public until now.
It's a long way out. It's deep water.
Ehorn says it's not necessarily finders keepers. Insurance companies or the state may claim the rights to the shipwreck, but for now, they still have to locate it the same way he did. I'm Julie Walker.
This week in 1864, during the Civil War, the Confederate hand-cranked sub H.L. Hunley rammed and sank the Union ship USS Housatonic in Charleston Harbor. It was the first naval attack of its kind. It saw the Hunley sink as well. More details, SRNNews.com.